All right, Carlos, back home in New York. I know, a home game, the New York Mets. It's an amazing concept. But here you are down the stretch. I have to ask first, did you watch the Atlanta-Philly final last night?
I did. I was driving home, and I had the game on. I don't know that I needed to be doing that. But, not going to lie, I'm not watching the scoreboard during our game because, that's, you know, we have to concentrate on our house here. But yesterday, I was watching it.
This is going to be fun, though. I know fun maybe for certain people. It's going to be tough for you guys as a coaching staff and as a team. But when you were sitting there in March, just getting settled with the room, now here you are in September making the final push. What are the emotions toward the end of the year here?
It's a good feeling. But we're treating every day the same. Looking back now, you know, we always said it that we had a team that was going to be able to compete for a playoff spot. And here we are. First week of September, every game means something, every pitch. And that's what it's all about. Coming into the ballpark, knowing that you have a chance to do something special. And credit to a lot of people, not only in that room, but throughout the organization. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah, Boston coming in here, who's in kind of the same spot the Mets are in. They're a little further out from that last wild card spot, but from your time on the other side of town, what do you know about a hungry Red Sox team right now?
That's a good team, a team that got really good hitters. They are going to put pressure on their defense. They got guys that can run the bases, started with Duran. They're going to push the envelope. They pay attention to details. And he's a really good ball club, really good manager on Alex Cora. Like I said, a team that's been competing the whole year. I don't think people put them as a favorite, and here they are, you know, kind of like on the same boat. So it'll be a fun series. We got to be ready to go. I know we will. And just take care of business.
Couple of personnel questions. Francisco Alvarez, I know, getting the day off again today. What's going on there?
Yeah, I was asked, I think, before Saturday's game if he was our guy. I said, yes, he's our guy. And then, he wore it that last game in Chicago where there was a ball that got by him, a couple of balls got by him. And, you know, I think he took it hard that day. I knew with the day game on Sunday. And then I just, you know what, I'm going to give him a couple of days to just refresh and a little bit of a break for him, you know. And I told him that. He'll be ready to go. He'll be in the lineup tomorrow, but I think he's just giving him a little bit of break here.
And then Mark Vientos gets the day off so far.
Yes, same thing. Three tough right-on-right in this series, three pitchers. I knew that coming in that Vientos, Marte, some of our righties, and there was a good chance that JD wasn't going to be here, and that's the case, that I wanted all the lefties, as many lefties as possible. So I thought today was a good day for Vientos to sit. He'll be in the lineup tomorrow, and then we'll continue to do the same thing with some of the other righties.
So tonight's righty for Boston, Brian Bello, big sinker guy. What's the key in your mind when you watch your hitters to get underneath that sinker and not pound it into the ground?
Yeah, I've seen him pitch for quite a bit. And when he's on, he's pretty tough because of the sinker. But now with the new pitching coach there, I feel like as a staff, they're throwing a lot of more breaking balls, you know, whether it's a cutter, whether it's a sweeper. And same thing with Bello. He's mixing that changeup. He's now got that four-seam to go at the top now against lefties, another weapon because, you know, teams are loading up lefties against him. So I think they're trying to work something with him to use that four-seam. The sinker, obviously, is his pitch. You know, you gotta push him out of the plate because that thing is inside. He's gonna run in your hand. So tough arm, but I like our chances today.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.